Well, you don't think there are two murderers, do you? If Gladiah was responsible for one crime, she must be responsible for the second attempt also. Yes, you must be right. His voice gained assurance. No doubt of it.
No doubt?
Nobody else could get close enough to Dr. Delmar to kill him. He allowed personal presence no more than I did, except that he made an exception in favor of his wife, and I make no exceptions. The wiser I! The roboticist laughed harshly.
I believe you knew her, said Bailey abruptly.
Whom?
Her.
We are discussing only one her, Gladiah.
Who told you I knew her any more than I know anyone else? Demanded Liebig.
He put his hand to his throat. His fingers moved slightly and opened the neck seam of his garment for an inch downward, leaving more freedom to breathe.
Gladiah herself did. You two went for walks.
So? We were neighbors. It is a common thing to do. She seemed a pleasant person.
You approved of her, then?
Liebig shrugged. Talking to her was relaxing.
What did you talk about?
Robotics?
There was a flavor of surprise about the word, as though there were wonder that the question could be asked. And she talked robotics, too?
She knew nothing about robotics. Ignorant. But she listened. She has some sort of field force rigmarole she plays with. Field coloring, she calls it. I have no patience with that, but I listened.
All this without personal presence.
Liebig looked revolted and did not answer.
Bailey tried again. Were you attracted to her?
What?
Did you find her attractive, physically?
Even Liebig's bad eyelid lifted, and his lips quivered. Filthy animal, he muttered.
Well, let me put it this way, then. When did you cease finding Gladiah pleasant? You used that word yourself, if you remember.
What do you mean?
You said you found her pleasant. Now you believe she murdered her husband. That isn't the mark of a pleasant person.
I was mistaken about her.
But you decided you were mistaken before she killed her husband, if she did so. You stopped walking with her some time before the murder. Why?
Liebig said, Is that important?
Everything is important, till proven otherwise.
Look. If you want information from me as a roboticist, ask it. I won't answer personal questions.
Bailey said, You are closely associated with both the murdered man and the chief suspect. Don't you see that personal questions are unavoidable? Why did you stop walking with Gladiah?
Liebig snapped. There came a time when I ran out of things to say, when I was too busy, when I found no reason to continue the walks.
When you no longer found her pleasant, in other words.
All right, put it so.
Why was she no longer pleasant?
Liebig shouted. I have no reason!
Bailey ignored the other's excitement. You are still someone who has known Gladiah well. What would her motive be?
Her motive?
No one has suggested any motive for the murder. Surely Gladiah wouldn't commit murder without a motive.
Great galaxy!
Liebig leaned his head back as though to laugh, but didn't.
No one told you? Well, perhaps no one knew. I knew, though. She told me. She told me frequently.
Told you what, Dr. Liebig?
Why, that she quarreled with her husband. Quarreled bitterly and frequently. She hated him, Earthman. Didn't anyone tell you that? Didn't she tell you?